listening to CIOI, The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Hi, I'm Norm MacDonald, and this is the news. Potential jurors for the O.J. Simpson case were asked to fill out a 75-page jury questionnaire this week. In the entire state of California, only one person got a perfect score. Chow Ming Wu, who after the trial plans to attend Caltech. Four Pittsburgh children were found in a house strewn with garbage and human waste after they'd been abandoned by their parents for 2 weeks. The couple was charged with child endangerment, but to their credit, they did bring the children a present. A t-shirt that reads, "My parents left me for 2 weeks in a house full of human waste, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt."
Welcome in. This is the Soundtrack Show. We're recording once again live to MP3 from the Corktown Pub down here on Yonge Street in downtown Hamilton. And once again, as we did last time, I'm joined with my good friend Simon.
Good day.
So, off top there, you heard a little bit of Norm MacDonald, the late, great Norm MacDonald, born I take good notes, don't I? Here we go. Born October 17, 1959 in Quebec City, Quebec, and passed away today as we're recording this. It's Tuesday, September the 14th, and Norm passed away today before he had cancer. Didn't tell anybody.
C'est malheureusement, n'est-ce pas?
It's something like that.
A little French for his Quebec roots there.
There's three people listening to the show, Simon. Come on. I doubt any of them speak French.
Pardon?
Well, very well, anyway. But R.I.P., rest in peace, sir. And that also, off the top there, you heard Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap from his film that he played with Artie Lang, Dirty Work, which I thought was a brilliant piece of comedy. Not a lot of other people agree with that, but it was a fun movie. It was a fun movie.
I don't remember if I've ever seen that one.
It's definitely worth watching.
Maybe I'll check it out this weekend.
It's silly, but it's worth watching. So, as we do on the Soundtrack Show regularly, we do a theme. And tonight's theme...
Tonight's episode is brought to you by the number 2.
Yes. Thank you, Grover. Tonight's show is going to be about sequels. So, we're playing music from movies, but the sequels to those movies.
Part 2s. Part 2. Part 2, if you will.
Yes. So, off the top... Dirty Deeds appears in Iron Man 2, so it fits for that, but we're focusing on that point on the Norm Macdonald thing. But we've got some great stuff coming up, so without further ado, we'll get into it. From the soundtrack to the film Terminator 2 Judgment Day, it's Guns N' Roses. You Can Be Mine. On the Soundtrack Show, 101.5, The Hawk.
We'll be right back.
I Can't Drive 55, Sammy Hagar from the soundtrack to Back to the Future Part 2. It's in that whole alternate 1985 version where Marty's wandering around downtown Hill Valley in front of the casino, Biff's Casino. It's a great film. So tonight on the Soundtrack Show, we are, of course, recording live to MP3 from the Corktown Pub in downtown Hamilton.
And if you're patronizing the Corktown tonight and you want to chuck us a request, come on up to the stage, and I'm sure we can find
the song,
a movie that
fits the song,
fits the request.
Yes. Try to work in reverse sometimes. So we're doing that, and tonight we're talking about sequels. So part two movies, and that's the music we're playing from. So you heard Back to the Future 2. Before that, we heard
Terminator 2.
And so the next, of course, we're doing one from one of our favorite, sequel to one of our favorite movies, I think is a fairer way to put that.
Not my favorite sequel, but definitely the sequel to one of my favorite movies.
There you go. From the soundtrack of the film, Blues Brothers 2000, it's Dr. John and the Blues Brothers Band, Season of the Witch, on the Soundtrack Show, 115 The Hawk.
Yeah.
Dr. John and the Blues Brothers Band, Season of the Witch. So Dr. John doing Donovan. From Blues Brothers 2000. And so we're recording once again live from the feedback there. Live from the Corktown Pub in downtown Hamilton. I am joined tonight by my good friend Simon, who is welcome in. Thank you, sir.
Bonsoir. We got some more feedback there, man. Yeah. We'll have to cut that out in post-production. We can say that now because we're recording instead of being live there.
Like
I miss being in the studio, but it's kind of cool that we can like edit this later. Studio we probably won't, but you know.
Yeah. Of course, then this whole thing about talking about feedback wouldn't make sense if we edited that out.
Well, but nobody would know because they wouldn't have heard it, so it would, you know.
Well, like I said, it wouldn't make sense.
Yeah. Anyway.
So
what's next? We're going to play some more part twos.
Yes. So from Bad Boys 2, Shaky Tail Feather, Nelly, P. Diddy, and Murphy Lee on the
and
soundtrack.
A little bit of Jamie Foxx. And then aren't we going to do another Will Smith right after this?
We certainly are, sir. We are certainly doing that. A little from Men in Black 2.
The sequel to Men in Black.
Conveniently, it's called Men in Black 2.
I know.
Yes. Subtle. So.
So Nelly two P. sequels, part twos, two. Oh, no, two Will Smith movies,
yes.
Although only one Will Smith song.
That's true.
We broke the chain of twos.
Well, it's not too bad.
Too bad? Uh-huh.
Too bad.
All right, play some music.
Thank you. Thank you, Two-Face.
Cash and them.
Brandy by Looking Glass from the soundtrack to Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2.
Also known as Awesomex Volume 2.
That's true, too. And the sequence in the movie where you hear that song was fantastic. I always loved the part where Kurt...
Russell,
thank you.
Ego,
the Living Planet, a.k.a. Snake Plissken, is telling Chris Pratt about the meaning of that song, which I just thought was hysterical. So, keeping on with sequels, we got Part 2. This one is from Revenge of the Nerds, Part 2.
Take us to Funky Town, please.
Pseudo Echo doing lip sync on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Energy.
Accidentally in Love, Counting Crows from
Shrek 2.
Thank you, Simon.
You know, I'm gonna just talk for a sec here.
Sure.
So, like,
you do that.
Eddie Murphy is the donkey in Shrek.
Yes. Get out of town.
And yeah, well, I'm just, you know, for I'm reminding those of you who maybe don't remember. I always thought it'd be great, and you know, I know it's a college radio station here, but maybe somebody will hear this and maybe do something about it. I thought it would be great if they redid Eddie Murphy's comedy specials, like Raw and Delirious, but the donkey is doing all the bits.
I'm sure if you looked on YouTube, somebody's done that.
Yeah, you know what? I probably should. I think that would be hilarious. Anyway, maybe Disney will put it on Disney Plus. Premier access, $35 just to watch it.
It'd be a bit much. Then Eddie Murphy can sue Disney just like Scarlett Johansson did.
Well, so maybe, but you know, they got Deadpool on Disney Plus, so
that's
you never
true
know.
Deadpool 3's coming.
Yeah, but that's part three. We should look for some songs from Deadpool 2.
Yes.
But what we have next is, this one's interesting. We got Susie and the Banshees
Returns.
From Batman Returns, which was Tim Burton's second Batman movie.
Yeah, last.
Yes, this one was good, though. It had Danny DeVito as the Penguin.
And Michelle Pfeiffer is Catwoman.
Yeah, can't beat that. And it went Susie and the Banshees. This song's called Face to Face, co-written by Danny Elfman, who also composed all the film music for the Batman movies and the theme songs for The Simpsons.
Yes. So, Susie and the Banshees, Face to Face from Batman Returns on the Soundtrack Show. 115, The Hawk.
what's left to say. These prayers aren't working anymore. Every word shut down in flames. What's left to do with these broken pieces on the floor? I'm losing my voice, calling on you. Cause I've been shaking, I've been bending backwards till I'm gone. Watching all these dreams go up.
Let beauty
of course, the Ramones, I Want to Be Your Boyfriend, from the second of the current series of Spider-Man films, Spider-Man Far From Home.
Interestingly enough, there were, like, when I was researching, you know, songs for this episode,
yeah,
there's actually three Spider-Man 2s.
That's true.
There's Spider-Man 2 with Tobey Maguire. There's The Amazing Spider-Man 2, I think it's called, with
Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield. And there's Spider-Man Far From Home with
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. So there's, so it's kind
and,
of like,
and there's
not
talk
the
that they're going to replace him after this one's done.
Yeah, well, then maybe we'll have another Spider-Man 2.
I'm sure there will be. There'll be another thousand of them if they get their way with it. They have to keep telling us that Uncle Ben died. We all know Uncle Ben died.
Yes, Uncle Ben. R.I.P. Uncle Ben.
Yes. Which brings us, unfortunately, to the end of the show. So thank you all for tuning in. If you're a regular listener, you know that these series of films is one of my favorites, not because they're a great movie, but because I like the message they give. And so from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, it's KISS, a.k.a. Right. Wild Stallions.
I'm going to interrupt again. Sorry.
Please.
I think we have time. I got to tell you this quick story from many, many years ago.
Yes.
When I worked at Jumbo Video in Hamilton.
That's going back.
Yeah. Somebody wanted, had rented this movie, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, and they wanted their money back because they were offended because the devil was in it. And they thought it was going to be a comedy, and it might not have been their taste, but it still was a comedy, and they thought it would be fun, and it was, had all this devil worship in it or whatever, and they were very offended. And I was like, lady, I don't know what you want me to do. I didn't make the movie. You can have $2.99 back, I guess.
I got one better than that. When I worked at CompuCenter down in the Eaton Center way, way back when, which was a computer store, and they sold software and games and such.
On 5.25-inch discs, probably.
Yes. I had sold a copy of Doom to it was an older gentleman who bought it because his son wanted it. He returned it the next day on 3.5-inch disc because he felt that it had too much demonic imagery, his words.
It was called Doom.
It was called Doom. Do you remember the box?
At least it wasn't Bogus Journey. Like, I mean, I kind of got where she was coming from. But
that movie was originally called Bill and Ted Go to Hell. They changed it.
Yes, maybe they should have kept that. Then this lady wouldn't have rented it.
Yes, so they should have done that. But if you remember the box for Doom, it had a demon and a marine with a shotgun on the cover. So the demonic imagery is not really hidden in the product.
No. I mean, it's not really super obvious on the cover of Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, but it was on Doom. Anyway, let's play some tunes here.
This last one.
I interrupted you.
That's okay. Thanks for tuning in once again, and we'll see you next time. Next week's is The Clash, so make sure you tune in for that. And we'll see you next time. Have a great week, everybody, and be excellent to each other.